It's the Lynch and Taco Show's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. The highlights and, unfortunately, the lowlights that stood out this past week in the vast sea we call humanity.
101.1 WJRR, Orlando's rock station, and this hour is brought to you by Rock the Bank. Our cash giveaways pick back up. There's going to be 9 of them today, so have us on all day at work and listen for those keywords that begin at 9:10.
Be a sweet way to start your weekend, right? Winning $1,000. We've had a lot of winners here on JRR. Let the next be you.
Just make sure you enter those keywords over at the website, WJR.com. We would encourage you to bookmark that as this contest goes for the rest of the month. Mm-hmm. A lot of chances to still enter. All right, let's begin with the bad category here. Terrell Lewis, this scumbag from Jacksonville who triggered an Amber Alert when he snatched an 8-year-old boy, just apparently right after he committed a triple homicide in Jacksonville. Yeah, lovely. Sebastian, 93-year-old woman found dead in a freezer in the garage of a home after a neighbor called police for a welfare check.
Of her own home?
When police arrived, they were greeted by a 64-year-old woman inside who said she lived there but had not seen the 93-year-old woman in quite some time. The officer searched the home and found the woman's body in the freezer.
So I guess the 60-something-year-old hadn't had any, like, frozen ground beef to pull out or ice cream lately.
Police said they're working with the medical examiner and the state's attorney's office. It had not been said whether the 64-year-old woman is facing any charges.
Yeah. I mean, innocent, we're not definitely not saying that, but
You're not saying
you want some
innocent.
Ice cream. I know. I'm saying innocent. We're not saying that she's guilty,
right?
But I'm saying innocent. But I mean, that's a long time to not have like some ice cream or something out of the freezer.
Manuel Rodriguez, the 40-year-old chef at the Providence Pass Private School in Osceola County, accused of molesting teen girls at the elite boarding school.
You turd
for troubled teens.
Somebody texted in at 22526. Don't forget Putin.
Vladimir Putin, yes, goes without saying. Orlando physical therapist accused of sexual battery on a patient, Sergio Borges, admitted what the victim said had been happening.
I saw it.
How about this guy, Don Serstentino from Chiliota, PPO or PPP loan application fraud. Guy claimed he operated a New York-based software company, Magnifico, that had 441 employees and $2.8 million monthly payroll expenses. Don and his unemployed girlfriend now were living in a $7.2 million mansion that they bought with that money, as well as all assortment of high-end cars.
Didn't even run the business, correct?
There was nothing.
Exactly.
There's nothing. God. How about the lady who stole the $10,000 from the Boy Scouts European trip fund over in Brevard County?
Super uncool.
Robin DeRushy, she's 44 years old, said she was entitled to the money.
This segment,
what?
This segment's called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. That is not only bad, she's ugly.
Yeah.
What? You stealing $10,000 from these kids that worked that hard for it.
How about this crazy story in Castleberry this week? This Billy Atkins guy accused of holding his girlfriend captive for 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
That name sounds familiar.
Hometown Studios on Oxford Road in Castleberry. It's
Billy Atkins. That sounds familiar.
I don't know, dude. Anyway, that's some of the bad. I can't include everything. We'd be here all morning doing that.
Give us some good before we fire up the network.
85-year-old woman tried to buy a $500 gift card from a Dollar General store in Iowa. Red flag went up to the manager who's like, I think she's falling for the old, hey, go buy us some gift cards and read the numbers off the back scam. Mm-hmm. He prevented that from happening.
Good job.
Woman in Calgary named Carla Frisco just got a liver transplant from a coworker she barely knew. Last year, she found out that a best friend who wanted to donate wasn't a match, but then an hour later, she was on a work call with a guy named Scott Watson, who was basically a stranger at that point, And when she mentioned it, he wanted to help. He got tested, and they were a match. Haven't seen an update yet, but the transplant was scheduled for yesterday. Don't you need your liver, though, while you're still alive? How does that work? What is that?
I don't know. Maybe a part of it, maybe?
I don't know. I'm really not well-versed in medical things, anyway.
Yeah, I think you might be able to have part of it. I don't know.
101-year-old named Thomas Adams lives in Mississippi and served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And he just got promoted 56 years after he retired. He was about to become a major when he left the Air Force in 1966, but they just decided to promote him anyway. Did a ceremony at his house.
That's cool.
And a bunch of high school kids in Central Virginia are in the news after they elected two kids with Down syndrome, prom king and queen.
Always love seeing that.
Florida school bus driver who saved 40 students from fire this week in Palm Bay, West Melbourne, when the school bus went up in smoke. Janet O'Connell. Good job, Janet.
You see her quote, something along the lines of, that's just do anything for the kids, basically. That's what it was. It's all about the kids. All right, let's go to the Good News Network. You ready?
Can't wait.
Let me click over.
Yeah, it's just now.
There it is.
Hey, what's up? It's Ryan from Motionless and White. Keep it here for a 60-minute big-ass block of rock coming up at 8 a.m. this morning with Lynch and Taco on JRR.